Well, good morning. 7:08. Thank you so much for hanging out. Going to see a high of 35 today. Chance for some rain to start. Kind of rain, snow mix, then some lake effect snow later on. Tonight, more snow. Continue on at a low of 27 Friday. Guess what? More snow. Got flurries. High of 29. Right now, it's 31.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, I'll start off with some sad news, but don't worry. Then I'll make it better. Unfortunately, 2017 is wasting no time in taking the ones we love. Mary Tyler Moore died yesterday of cardiac arrest and pneumonia. She was 80 years old. Mary was most famous for, obviously, the Dick Van Dyke Show and the Mary Tyler Moore Show, but she was also nominated for an Oscar role for her part in the movie Of Ordinary People. So another legend in the entertainment community taken. All right, on some happier news. Let's keep the morning dump happy, for God's sake. McDonald's Big Mac special sauce is basically just Thousand Island dressing with sugar and chemicals. But man, oh man, those are delicious, delicious chemicals. Well, now you can actually have a bottle of the stuff at home. McDonald's is launching a new giveaway where 10,000 of us will get our very own bottle of special sauce. That's right. That's right. So we take it home and put it on all of our other foods and just shove it in our faces. They haven't released any details yet, so check out McDonald's.com to find out how you can get yours. Obviously, before the NFL season started, more people bet more money on the Cleveland Browns to win the Super Bowl than they bet on the Atlanta Falcons. Amazingly, during the offseason, there was so little betting interest in the Atlanta Falcons that some Las Vegas sportsbooks changed their Super Bowl odds from 40-1 to 100-1 in an attempt to drum up action. Man, I wish I would have known about that and made that bet right now. We now know, obviously, that the Falcons are one victory away from bringing home a Super Bowl trophy, and the Cleveland Browns finished their season 1-15. But they got that one. And lastly, the Chicago man who hacked dozens of celebrities in 2014, that was a very, very big deal, including Jennifer Lawrence, has been sentenced to 9 months in prison. Edward J. Majerick broke into the electronic accounts of at least 30 celebrities and stole their private information, including nude videos and photos. An FBI agent said Lawrence broke down and became, quote, very distraught during a 2014 interview about the leaked photos. In an interview with Vanity Fair, she called the leak, dubbed Celebgate, a sex crime. The hacker was also ordered to pay $5,700 to an unnamed celebrity victim who spent $11,000 on counseling. Guy definitely got what he deserved. I may or may have not seen a couple photos. Research purposes, they came across my computer on accident. Either way, don't hack into people's stuff. All right? It's bad. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?